Okay, my story is about an accident that happened because I was under some stress, I think, which is when a lot of accidents happen. I was in Brazil, and I had just moved out of my host family's house and into my own apartment with my girlfriend and another couple that we were friends with. And to be good host children, we decided to have all of our host families over for dinner. However, we didn't know how to cook anything. We didn't know how to use the oven. We didn't know how to do anything, really. Could only understand, like, every fifth word they said. The night came, and something we were making involved lettuce. But we didn't have a lettuce spinner, and we didn't have any paper towels. We may not have had any towels. So it was basically a few minutes before they arrived. They were supposed to arrive, and all of the lettuce was, like, wet and gross, and I was freaking out. So at some point, we decided I should try to dry the lettuce with, like, a fan, like, that was in my friend's bedroom. This is really hot. So I'm there, I'm, like, drying the lettuce piece by piece, and the doorbell rings because they're here, and at that same moment, my friend walks into the doorway and is like, "Natalie," and I look over, and somehow I, like, the movement had knocked the fan off of the stand it was on, and it was like a plastic fan with, like, the cage and the plastic blades. And however it landed, it was, like, breaking. It was just making a terrible sound. Like, that was not a problem, but it kind of sounded like a problem. And I had turned, and my panic and fear, I just thought something terrible was happening. So I immediately reached as fast as I could back to fix the problem and stuck my hand through the cage into the fan. And I screamed, my roommate screamed, I looked down and saw the blood on her foot, and then we both screamed again. The lettuce fell, it was terrible. Like, I don't know. And then our host families were there. I couldn't explain this to them. I could explain almost nothing to them. So we frantically wrapped my finger, it was like pulsing. I thought I might just, like, pass out. But we had to have dinner, so we just went to dinner. I sort of forgot about it. Went to sleep. Had to go to my, like, job the next morning. I woke up, went to take a shower, went in the bathroom, locked the door, took off all my clothes, realized I was passing out because of my finger bleeding. Managed to unlock the door, and then woke up on my bed completely naked. My girlfriend, my roommate, my roommate's boyfriend, and our program director, who's like a 40-year-old Brazilian man. And I was like, "Oh, this is a terrible accident."